Okay, the Immortal Primitives on 90.1 FM.
You're listening to Stony Brook's only radio station, and what you just heard was the Immortal Primitives. That's our band. And if you're wondering how we get those surf sounds in the 80s, probably you should listen to Adam tell you a little about his guitar.
It's a Mosrite. The only guitar that matters. It's original, it's vintage, you can't buy them anymore, and they're cool.
Okay, where'd you pick yours up from?
I got mine in a music store. Sam Ash, and I had it custom made, refixed up, and I'm probably going to get another one soon. Fred Sonic Smith used it in the MC5, the Ventures, they got their name on it.
Ricky Wilson.
Ricky Wilson from the B-52s, Johnny Ramone, a bunch of bands.
Hold it right there. Speaking of the Ramones, so a few months ago you played in Southampton with them.
Well,
somebody want to comment on how that went?
Well, actually, we played two places with them. We played my father's place with them back in July, and then the next week they asked us back, and we played at a club called Suspenders in the Hamptons.
Both nice clubs.
Yeah, they were good shows.
I tell you that the dressing room in my father's place is bigger than most of the bars we usually play in.
Yeah, it's true.
They got shower too.
Yeah, video games.
I took a shower after my father's place gig. It was fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
I smelled.
I think my girlfriend got planted.
The dressing room has like toilets with stalls and like sinks with hot water and like all these unheard of things, you know. It's like we shouldn't really be talking about their dressing room. They'd probably get upset.
Yeah.
Talk about the band that we played with. The Ramones, like, besides being like most of our friends' favorite bands and one of our favorite bands, they were pretty cool guys. Like, you know, they could have kicked us out of their dressing room and everything, but they brought us in, they gave us something to eat, they hung out with us, they did some pictures with us, and they told us they'd get us another gig with them sometime. And they did it, they kept their word. And, you know, like, they're going through a little bit of a rest. They just got off their American tour, and they said we might play with them again some other time. They're Adam knows Johnny, you know, they're old friends, and they're you know, like most people think of like rock stars as stuck-up snobs that live, you know, like out in the Hamptons and only do TV appearances. But those guys like
not
live in the city and
like
they hang
Mick.
Out. You know, they're like Richie. You know, they have their own thing going and they still hang out with other people. You know.
Yeah. So. As far as upcoming shows, we will be playing with Ramones again once they start touring. It looks like we'll be opening for a band called Shrapnel, who just got signed to Electrosylum Records. They got an album coming out probably in December. That'll be at CBGB's. They're doing two dates. It'll either be next Saturday, October 8th, or it'll be the one in mid-October. I'm not positive which one it is yet. And we'll be playing at Sparks on 25A in Huntington with the Mosquitoes. Big Halloween costume party. You know, there's prizes for the best dressed, whatever they come as.
And if you haven't heard of the Mosquitoes yet, you probably will pretty soon, because they're a pretty happening thing on Long Island. They're going places. They know all the right people. They play all the right songs. And
but do they have music out?
Tell the date since everybody knows about the event, but not the date.
That's October 29th.
October 29th.
Yeah, Halloween party at Sparks.
And then the very next week we'll be playing there, November 5th, Saturday night with the Del Lords.
Okay, Del Lords I saw in the city 2 weeks ago, opening
They're
up
great.
For the Fleshtones. They
yeah,
are
they
great.
Played at the Petman Lounge.
And they also played at some really small club in Huntington.
Yeah, Sparks.
No, not Sparks.
Oh, they played at the Horse Feathers.
Horse Feathers, right.
Yeah.
So
it's East Northport.
Right, they're
no
state. They're island boys in their own right, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? You guys want to comment on your upcoming gig this Friday night?
That's right. We
being broadcast
that.
Live on W.
Here.
Should mention it'll be broadcast live on WUSB.
Yeah, we're gonna be broadcast live.
Yep.
We're very proud.
We just had need your signature over here.
Broadcast live. Imagine that. Hey, are we going to White Castles later or what? Are you hungry?
Well, it should be Gas Fall Fest seems to be an annual thing, provided when the people who get the money and the organization together get their money and organization together. But it's been happening at Stony Brook for the past 2 years, and this is the third year they're doing it. It was an old custom, and then they've revived it. And it's a big outdoor thing on the athletic fields.
They do it on a grand scale. I think they get like 100 kegs. They got security with yellow T-shirts. And
they've got a lot of things. There's a lot of vendors. There's a carnival. They
rides.
Show movies. They're having a fashion show. It's two nights of fun and music.
I won a stuffed seal last year.
Yeah, I've only heard good things about it. I can't wait to play it. It's going to be great.
It's all free. If you want to come on down to the State University of New York at Stony Brook, just come on down to the athletic fields. And sit outside on a blanket and
or dance if you like.
Dance if you like.
Wear comfortable shoes and don't eat too much.
Yeah, we're gonna be going on.
Oh wow.
We're gonna be going on at 8 p.m. on Friday night. the 23rd.
Just as the sun sets.
And there'll be Yoshiaki Masuo is playing that night. There's a fashion show that night. I think there might
you
be
guys
one,
in
a
it?
Couple other
Third t- Man, are you going to be in the fashion show? Or?
Yeah, I got my leather.
That sounds
and,
good.
And the next night again is really good. You'll have the Rhythm Rebels, another campus band.
I had Eddie Poorboy in.
Yeah, some of our alumni are in that band. And also the Red Rockers will be playing that night. And so that promises to be a good night, too.
Okay, well, just to let everybody know, that'll be Fall Fest this weekend, September 23rd, 24th. Come on down, you'll see the Primitives. If you can't make it down, keep your dial tuned to 90.1 FM and listen to them live on the radio, and everything should work out fine. Let's end up, I guess. Any other comments?
We're playing one more song after this?
Sure.
Yeah, and this one sounds particularly good if you're eating hamburgers with too much ketchup on it.
Yeah, it's all about surfing. It's called Too Radical.
SB 90.1, Stony Brook.
Okay. Why don't you start that again?
I said this is WSB 90.1, Stony Brook.